South Australia has joined the ACT in moving ahead with laws to force Catholic priests to break the seal of confession to report paedophiles to police. Other states are still deliberating over whether or not they'll adopt that recommendation from the Royal Commission. Catholic Church leaders reject the idea and say they'd refuse to abide by the laws. Catherine Gregory reports.
St Patrick's Catholic Church Hill in Sydney has one of the busiest confessionals in the country, and Father Michael Whelan, the parish priest there, says that will remain protected because priests won't break the seal of confession to report child sexual abuse.
The state will be requiring us as Catholic priests to commit what we regard as a most serious crime. And I'm not willing to do that.
So far, only the ACT and South Australia have moved to legally oblige priests to report any confessions of child sex abuse. The New South Wales government will respond later this month. But Father Whelan says the Catholic Church won't abide by such a law.
I expect every jurisdiction in Australia now will follow that recommendation, and I expect the church throughout will simply not observe it.
Are you saying that the Catholic Church is above the law?
Absolutely not. But when the state tries to intervene on our religious freedom, undermine the essence of what it means to be a Catholic, we will resist.
Father Whelan also questions how the state would even police the law.
So the only way they would be able to see whether the law was being observed or not is to try and entrap priests.
If the state does pass this law, are priests willing to risk jail time?
Absolutely. I'd be willing to go to jail.
So what would be the alternative if a priest hears a paedophile confess sins of child sexual abuse?
I would stop them immediately. I would say, come with me now, we will go down to the police station in order for you to show that you are remorseful.
Christina Keneally is a Labor Senator for New South Wales, scholar of theology and also a Catholic. She says the church cannot put itself above the law, but mandatory reporting is not the most effective way for the church to prevent abuse.
I would look to ordination itself. I would look to who we ordain. I have no doubt that if more women and more parents were involved in the leadership of the Catholic Church, that the problem of child sexual abuse would not have been as big as it was and would have been dealt with far differently when it came to light within the institution.
Labor Senator Christina Keneally ending that report from Catherine Gregory.